Tainis, Perek Beis, Mishnah Yud. Ein Geizin Tainis al Atzibu B'Rosh Chodesh. The Lechatchila is that any of these Seder Tainis, they don't put together with Rosh Chodesh. B'Chanukah B'Purim. B'Chanukah B'Purim and Rosh Chodesh are all days that are also B'Tainis. We don't fast on any of these days. V'im Hizchilu, the Chiddush is En Mavsikin. If they started, a Seder Tainis, and what comes out lufi the seder of Sheni v'Chamishi is comes out that it's Rosh Chodesh or Chanukah and Purim. Remember that their calendar wasn't fixed, so lav dafka that it was known which day Rosh Chodesh would be. But if it comes out that way, em afsikin. As I held divrei Rami Gamliel, Amar Rami Afa b'Shamar Rami Gamliel em afsikin. Moide hoye she'en mashlimin. This is an iser tainis. Interesting halacha. Yom Tif, there's an Isser of fast. There's a Chi of Mishta v'Simcha. So Chanukah and Purim and Rosh Chodesh, you'll say that there's no Chi of Mishta v'Simcha. What there is, even though on Purim it does say Mishta v'Simcha, but you'll say it's not a Chayiv Gomer. You have to know how to say the word. But Al Koponim, you can't have a Tainis. An Isser Tainis. So then that Yom Kayim, not making a full Tainis with an Ein Mafsikin. When exactly they break the fast, not Mavur over here, if you're not Mashlim, it means before the Shkia. That means the Etzim day of eating, of not eating and having a Yom that's Miyuid for Tvilo, that you could have Yom Tshuva. But not to turn it into a Tainis, because that's Mevatl, the Tzuras Ayom. So Mele Moida Hoye Shem Mashlim, the Gemara is Mavur, that this Loshen Omer Rabmei Afal Pisha Omar Rav Gamliel is Mashmet is a Choylik, and that the Chacham hold not that way. The Chacham hold that no, Mashlimin. That the tainus that they were going to is Doicha any of these days. Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, Purim. V'chein Tishabov Shechaliyo is Be'erev Shabbos. You have the same thing. But by us, it doesn't fall out on the calendar ever. The only tainus that we could ever have on an Erev Shabbos once in a while is Asar B'Teves. But the other tainusim cannot fall out, but their calendar, which was Alpi Re'iyah, could very well fall out that it should be on Erev Shabbos. To have Tisha B'Av fall out on Erev Shabbos is to go into Shabbos tzeklapt from the long tainus that starts the night before. So Mel, over there, the halachu, if it came out that way, so you don't go into Shabbos fasting, you break the fast right before Shabbos, right before Shkia. Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph. Say the tainus Elu Ha'omur. The whole Seder Tainius that we spoke about, now he's going to, the Mishnah, the Tana is going to give some details, legabe the amount of rain that is or isn't, biyachas to the need for these Tanaisim. Mishnah says that the whole Seder Tainius, you have the beginning of Cheshman, the middle of Cheshman, and then coming towards the end of Cheshman, that's all Berevia Rishayna. Revia is a Lashon of Chazal, the first burst of rain that's supposed to open up the ground and begin the agricultural season. Begin the rainy season. Revia Rishayna, Yoyreo Malkosh, the Pasuk calls in Krishma. Avot Smochim Shoshanu, here's something else. What happens if crops were planted and something else grew? That means it's not just missing Brocha Mishamayim that could open up the Shara Shamayim and make it rain. There's something here that's Bifoneinu, something wrong, something distorted. There, the sakana is right away. There's a lashon of a pasuk that they bring, the Rav brings in Eoy. Tachas chito yetzei choyach v'tachas so'ira bosho. There would be another min that would grow. Ki'ilu, the so'ira is producing something else. So that would destroy the crop totally. That's not a function of waiting. So over there, masri and aleim, they blow shofar, they make a tainis, miyad. V'chein sheposku gishomim ben geshem l'geshem abayimim. Here you have the same problem. You could wait later in the season. We're waiting patiently for rain, and we're poiling that the Shire Shemayim should open. We're waiting. It's delayed. It'll start later. The season Klaisol needs rain. They need crops. But what happens if the crops already started growing, and then there's a psikas kshomim, ben geshem legeshem, everything's going to die. So that's a sakona miyad. You can't wait for that. So then masri and aleim miyad. Why? Mifneshi makas bitzoris. That bitzoris is a destruction of blight of the crops. That's going to happen right away. So there's no time to waste with that. There goes the tainis miyad.